Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
What's happening, people? Welcome to episode, I'm going to guess, 10.
Yeah.
This is the General Banter video podcast we're doing now.
Lovely.
Maybe four strains of podcast. My guest today...
I just fucking landed in.
Just landed in. We said hello, and now we're going to have a very forced conversation.
And we don't even fucking like each other.
No. Tom the Bear, O'Mahony, everyone. Clap, Aaron. Thanks.
Thanks, Aaron.
Aaron McCann.
Thanks.
Rent a fucking... audience
clap.
In the background.
Rent
there.
A clap.
You're one of the few men who wears more camouflage than I do.
I know. It's, I think we'll start a thing, though. I think it's,
Yeah, I mean, like, is that real? It is. Yeah. I mean, I was there in the days when you would get looked at.
Yeah.
Not now, when you can buy it in, like, fucking pennies.
See, this is... I don't know if I'm an ultimate hipster. See, I've gone full hunting gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So bush camo?
Yeah, bush camo stuff. Even I was... that sounds filthy. Even today, though, I was actually looking up stuff, but it's getting more and more hillbilly. It's starting to go to Western shirts now and stuff. Like,
yeah.
The sort of shirts that you'd see a lot of at Donald Trump rallies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you taken the plunge and written some Donald Trump material yet?
No. I did, and I just... Fuck it, no. I knew it was hack the second I wrote it. It's like, this is what everybody else is thinking.
Listen, you haven't seen hack till you hear my bit tonight.
It's good.
It's titled Trump When Drunk. Which is where I just said, the only difference between his opinions and mine are about 8 pints. And I'll say it for attention. I'll say the same things he says.
Good, yeah.
Purely
good.
For...
But are you going to do it like in a drunk voice that would make perfect sense then? Like,
does he not sound drunk? Like he's had a couple of...
Out of his fucking mind.
Like he had a couple of whiskies at lunch, like Mad Men style.
Yeah, but he could get away with that. Like he's 1950s, isn't he? I mean, he would fit in perfectly in the 1950s,
yeah.
The mad shit he's coming out with. Did you see today's poem? He did a poem.
Did he?
About a snake.
Do you remember it? Can you paraphrase it?
Basically, I don't know if it was written for him or if he took this off from somewhere. Basically, the idea was that this person takes in a snake that looks all disheveled and whatnot, sorts the snake out, the snake still fucking bites him.
Oh, yeah.
But it's basically, it's supposed to be...
like a parable?
Yeah, to immigrants. Then an immigrant will bite you the second they fucking get in. Like.
My favourite quote was, you know, they're rapists. But some of them are probably okay. I'm paraphrasing that, but it was something like that.
I love the one where he says, I've got the best education, I've got the best words. That's the best, I've got the best words. And I love the way he can just say, like they can pull him up on a thing, he'll go, no, I didn't. Okay, I did, fuck him.
Yeah, that's how he deals with it.
Yeah.
He goes, uh-huh, yep, I did say that. Rose O'Donnell, in your fat ugly face, that's, there are plenty of quotes. What are the classics, Weather? My favourite is where he said, if Ivanka, who is his daughter,
if
he was her age, he'd probably date her. And I was like, okay.
But there's probably a big demographic of his that would be digging that.
Oh yeah, he's like, of course, fuck your daughter. Why not fuck your daughter?
Fuck your daughter, she's hot. I made her.
Waste not, why not?
She's clean.
That's my blood.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, that hair. What a maniac. Like, that's really happening in the world. That
do you reckon he'll go the full hog, though? You know the way, I mean, they can do what they want with votes. Like, they can fucking...
Oh, yeah.
They set fire to a ton of them for, like, second Bush's fucking second term in fucking Florida that time. Like, I mean...
Yeah, whoops, into the sea.
I
just don't think the president makes a difference anymore, so they can have him.
I suppose they can, yeah.
And everyone makes decisions in the background, and he's, you know... playing like World of Warcraft.
Yeah, Bernie is never going to get a look in. Not a hope.
I don't mind him, apart from he's 107, but...
Yeah.
Does he sound like Bill the Butcher, do you? From Gangs of New York?
He does, that, yeah.
Yeah?
Fucking does, actually, yeah.
Kidney shot, right here.
Yeah, that's a kill. That's a kill. The hands everywhere.
No, Amsterdam.
And I love the way he doesn't give a fuck about poor old fucking Hillary. She's standing there with, like, her fucking lowest fucking haircut from Family Guy. And... his hand keeps on it, like, it's so fucking rude every time he starts, but his hand actually keeps on. And she, but like a fucking demon, she doesn't give a shit. She looks on. She doesn't care.
She might be a demon. But I just love that accent. Weapon.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, that accent. That fucking accent.
I'm just waiting for him to tap his eye with a pen, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I took this other one out. Huh?
Yo, mother whoring Irish. N-word. Is there, I was talking to Kieran about that. Is there a better mouthful of an insult than that?
No.
You
no,
mother whoring Irish. N-bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he...
That's a flick the lights on, everyone goes home.
Yeah, drop the mic. Out. I'm out.
That's if Bernie Mac did insults.
Yeah, that would be it.
Clunk. I'm out this bitch. Bernie Sanders. What age is he? Like 90,000?
He's in his 70s anyway. He is in his 70s. But that's it, like... Apparently there's a thing too, which is ironic about fucking... Where... Every president has always had a strong head of hair.
Yeah, you can be a bald guy.
No, they just every president in Ireland or in America has always had to, because it shows a sign of strength.
It's not a good look either. Like Prince William, if you've seen him on the telly at the rugby games.
Wow, he's really...
Shave your head 4 years ago, mate.
Is he fucking doing? But he's cutting it down now. He looks like... I don't know, he looks like a Simpsons character or something now. Like he's got the...
This is how... I'm sweating like a moth. This is how you deal with baldness.
I'm about 3 months behind that right now.
Kill it dead.
Yeah.
No, I'd say, well,
it's kind of this. My hair has looked like this since I was about 17, so I have a big kind of balding patch. But it's all
fine.
But then I can't see it from here, so it doesn't make a fucking difference.
I mean, that's okay because here it's grand, you know. Unless it was right above you, then. But why would I care? But mine looked like I'd burnt the front.
Oh right, it was just frazzled looking.
Well, it was in a car crash, and it basically, you know, like Zidane, like
Yeah.
And it just fucking wiped it off, that scar on the top there.
Fuck!
So...
Took out follicles, everything.
Just skinned it. It grew back a bit, but it just looked like complete, just roadkill.
Have you seen The Revenant?
I watched it very drunk, yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen bits of it. But
Tom Hardy's character, just when he takes off the yoke and he's being fucking scalped.
Yeah.
I don't fucking need him. I just imagine somebody just scalping you. You were in a car accident, but you think you busted your head in that? Really, there was a Native American waiting. Yeah. Just fucking skinned you in the window.
It does look
and
like,
wore your fucking head home.
I'm just trying to think of people from where I grew up with Native American names. Just like...
Chief Running Slurry.
Takes heroin with mother. Drinks petrol in lane. In alley.
Jeremy Kyle fan.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Just, it's as if those sort of spides don't realise how many times they've been taken the piss out of on sketches.
Really?
They walk around full tracksuit.
Yeah.
Which aren't cheap. You could dress better.
Cheaper,
for less money.
Than
buying a full Run DMC, like, fucking Adidas tracksuit. Which I will buy this. I'm not going to wear it out, but I will buy it for sure. Like a Run DMC one. But ridiculous people. So you've seen The Revenant? Was that right up your fucking street?
I jizzed a few times, I'll be honest with you.
See you later, love. Lock that door.
Mom's
having a bit
of... No, it's alright, I was in the cinema, it was fine. No, I had to do it for a radio station. I had to go and review the thing. And I went, for the first time since college, I actually went to the cinema at 10 o'clock in the morning. It was the greatest.
Yeah,
the fucking greatest thing ever. There was me and two other people. Nobody munching shit. Nobody asking any questions.
You can't do that up here. There aren't any cinemas that play movies in the morning. We did it in Glasgow once because we went over for a gig, tried to check in the hotel at 7:45 in the morning.
Yeah, of course.
And we were raging. The Spanish guy was like, "Do you ever see Mr. Deeds?" You know, like,
"Yeah, yeah."
I'm a bit sneaky, that guy. And he was like, "The rooms are not ready." And I was like, "Mate, why?" I know it's a boutique hotel with 8 rooms. Have it ready, sir. And so we went to the cinema. And it's weird to come out of the cinema. That was even earlier when we went. But you come out of the cinema at like 10:15. And you're like, what the fuck? Well, not that early. But you know what I mean? Like 11 o'clock or something. It's there was people in it. Like, there was... You know, for a 9 o'clock showing, there was at least probably 30 people in this giant
cinema. Especially around me, there's a lot of big factories like Intel and stuff like that, where people, they live, they're night walkers basically, these fuckers, like, you know what I mean? And the cinema would be the end of their shift,
yeah.
So they'd pop in at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's the way
so
to
they'd
it.
Just come out then and just get fucking tanked on a bunch of cans, just work it out till the next day.
There needs to be more of that. Although there is QFT up here, which is the Queen's Film Theatre, and it's like an old school sort of cinema, and they sell drink, which is a great thing. But this guy behind me was obviously on.
So you can booze in the cinema.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
On the Stella, and but he kept sort of doing that sort of like.
Fuck no, that thing.
And it just kept breezing past my face like a fucking ghost. It was disgusting.
The horrible bastard.
If I was drinking, I'd be doing the same. But
yeah,
like,
I know. Yeah.
As soon as you're not, you're like on your high.
It's like somebody else fart.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah. If it's your own, you're cupcaking it in your mouth. So let's go back to the camo. Do you, how many guns do you own, Tom?
Two.
What are we talking?
I have an Italian one, which I've I've actually just sold it. She's a 308. She's a deer rifle. So you got the bullet about that size.
Yeah.
About and I have a 22. I'm getting a double barrel shotgun later on this year. All right.
Later on tonight. That's great. I love those. I remember seeing a video, and it was a demonstration on. Because you're not allowed to shoot a deer with a shotgun, because it would just...
Yeah, you just hurt it.
Ow! Ah!
Ah!
Ah! Fuck! So you really have to just fucking wipe it out. But this video was basically sort of just demonstrating, like, these new guns, really, they kill the fuck out of deer.
Yeah.
And it was a slow-mo of the deer, kind of, and then its head just went bolognese, just... Blah! And people were freaking out like, that is a disgrace, and everyone. But the point was, it's.
Oh, it's instant.
It's eating. It doesn't have a head anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
The fucking just boom. If you were
gonna go yourself, that's the way I'd want to go.
Yeah, just,
I want to go, not dying of some fucking roaring disease for 3 months, pissing, lying in my own piss.
Yeah.
You want to go.
Split second, your head is porridge.
It's gone. Just it's gone. I didn't see it coming. Just bam. Gone.
Yeah, fucking its eyes came out, and it was brutal. But that was what they were trying to sort of put across. And of course, everyone was like, "That is disgusting."
Oh, disgusting! While nibbling on a fucking KFC, like, yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
I saw a great one once where a guy, a bow hunter, shot a deer just right in the head on, but in the chest.
Yeah,
and it did not know what was going on. It sort of just went, and the blood was pouring out, like it was just leaking blood, and then it went, oh, goosh, and just went fucking head down.
Yeah, there's yeah.
What do you hunt?
Yeah,
on the regular.
On the reg, I do over the winter. I do over the winter. Like, just the one gun. I got the biggest I got this year was an 11 pointer stag. So that's
what is it? What are the points? What are the
that's
points?
Quite literally the pointy bits.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
that,
they'll get them as they grow older.
Is that old? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know a guy who has had an 18 pointer. But that's a big motherfucker. And I mean, they're wily too. They're actually really... they're way smarter than a cow. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and stuff like that.
I think so, yeah.
They're really wily fuckers. So they know when hunting season is coming around. They know fucking where to stay, where to stand out of the way and stuff like that. And so you do really have to hunt these fuckers. Like. But I ate every bit of him right down to his fucking lips.
I ate your lips, motherfucker.
I ate your lips.
I would love that.
But I had his head mounted because he was dead. He's the biggest deer I ever shot, 11 pointer, so yeah, I had that.
I would love to do that, just shoot something. Just how long did it take you to eat through?
I gave away, I'd say, probably a fifth of it, but I still have some left. Fuck, had I known I would have brought you up some.
I'd have had the kitchen cook it up.
I'll bring you up the next time. I'll bring you up, and I'll catch some rabbits as well, because I have a perfect recipe for KFC rabbit.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I swear to God, it's way, way nicer than chicken.
11 herbs and spices?
Yeah, pretty much.
One of them's grass. I think I've been hunting like once, and it was fruitless. Apart from, I probably told you this, we were walking in a line. It was me, my girlfriend's dad, and his friend.
Right.
And he happened to turn around and look back down the line, and he saw a rabbit out here, and he turned back
and shot
past everybody, douche, hit the fucking thing, and we were just standing there like, that was very, I felt the wind of it, like, just,
fuck,
and he picked it up, and got it off the dog, and then he just sort of went, what are you going to do, and just turfed it in the
edge. Yeah,
and I'm sitting there just shaking like a shitting dog. It was unbelievable. And then of course, someone shouted something, and everyone was, doosh, doosh. And by the time I fucking shut the thing and just went, and it went off on the floor.
Yeah, I mean,
and I just went, and then I looked like I just shot it, like, oh, got away.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going hunting, like, especially for rabbits, you don't want to wreck him. But if you're planning on eating the poor bastard, like, but I mean, you don't want to wreck it. So really, shotguns are only good for duck or pheasant.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get him with all the buckshot. You're just going to get him with part of it and shock him out of the ground, out of the sky or whatever. But
yeah, there's not much on a rabbit that's going to, one side of it probably.
Yeah, exactly. You've ruined it. And you're like, you barely feed two people off a good sized rabbit.
What is it? Do you have to hit it with a 2-2?
You got to hit it with a 2-2 and take its fucking. I mean, one of the best, and I got to do it this year, and it's a real old method, was this mad old bastard, and this is from down at home. Like, he's one of those kind of, like, he doesn't know about, like, he has never heard of the internet. One of these guys, he doesn't have a mobile, has never needed. He's just one of these fucking legends, and he keeps ferrets, right? You know guys that keep ferrets.
Oh, yeah.
And but he puts these nets up, and I got to go out with him, and it was a chef that was coming with us who wanted to get some rabbits, and this guy had this method. So basically, he knew a whole embankment of a hedge. Loads of holes all over the fucking thing. Laid out for all the world a net probably about this height, maybe about 60 feet long, pinned it into the ground, about 20 feet back from the hedge, parallel. Then put his ferret down. Like 60 rabbits later came fucking rocketing out, all caught in the net. It was the easiest
like
thing you've ever...
fishing for rabbits?
That's exactly what it is, fishing for rabbits. Just went along and, you know, fucking knocked them all in the head.
Do you give them away? Can you sell them to
restaurants
or something?
No, you can't. Not anymore. Once upon a time you could, but now they have to come from...
Breeders.
And most of the rabbits, if you see any of the fancy restaurants or fancy butchers, the rabbits have actually come from Italy, which is fucking been...
On the boat?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I remember. Oh, that's fucking crazy. What a waste, though.
I know.
If there's some guy catching 60 at a time.
It's the law hasn't changed since fucking myxomatosis here. And, like, once upon a time, apparently a lot of people used to eat fucking rabbit. Now it's kind of gone, yeah.
It'll come around. Someone will make it fashionable and it'll be...
Oh, it's already started in, like, the ridiculously posh parts of Dublin. Like, I was in a butcher's...
Is this Italian?
The butcher who I went to school with, his son, but he's opened this place in this fucking... Fair play to him. He's sunk a ton of money into it. And, I was talking with the butcher behind the counter, and it was like, is that a fucking rabbit? He was like, yeah. It's $12.95 for a fucking rabbit. He goes, I know. We have to fly the fucker in. Why do you think... it doesn't cost that much for a fucking... It's like 20 cent for a bullet.
Fuck me.
Oh,
this Italian rabbit.
I will take you fucking hunting. We'll get some stuff.
Unreal.
That's the thing. Like, I brought a bunch of the city lads with me hunting last year, and went and got a bunch of rabbits with a cousin of mine, because it was just...
You say that like you're doing charity work.
Yeah, I know. Well, we went off because there was no point in bringing like 10 of the lads all screaming and shouting and getting shot at and stuff. So I said, right, you put up the tents, lads, get a fire going, we'll be back. So we came back with like a dozen rabbits, and oh man, at least 5 of the lads went hungry that night. They could not get to the point. Now we're talking, some of the lads like fancy themselves as, you know, they're really tough bastards and stuff, but they could not get past the, it's got a fucking face, to... dinner.
Yeah.
Couldn't get there. They just went hungry drinking cans.
I just couldn't give a fuck at all about that.
No,
you've
moved to the countryside now, haven't you, though?
Yeah, but I'm not out stabbing animals.
I know,
but
there must be an inner culture in you.
I don't think it was ever... Like, I love dogs and stuff, but I can definitely draw the line.
Yeah.
You know, I could fucking stamp on a rabbit's head, probably.
Yeah.
I won't.
No, he's... No.
I'll take it out with a shotgun and ruin it for myself, but... I can definitely draw the line. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if the intention is to eat the fucker, you're not...
Yeah.
You know, you're not just going around bashing animals for the sake of...
stabbing the life out of them.
Oh, I've gotten a few kind of bitching at me and stuff, but to be fair, I mean, it's normally the only idiots that stick their heads up, because as soon as you mention, well, where did you get your fucking dinner from? You know?
Exactly. You can't be... Like, I know a guy, he does a bit of, like, blogging and stuff. And it says 99% vegan, because he's like, you can't be 100%, you can't do it at all.
Not when fucking wine gums have bits of cow in them.
Yeah.
This is something I only found out the other day. You can get...
I would just love if you bit into a wine gum, it was just a chunk of steak.
Fucking steak in it, yeah.
Just right in the middle.
Yeah, I had no idea that most jellies are made up of fucking a lot of animal fat.
Oh, yeah.
I only found this out in the last 6 months.
Sure, like, I know, like, gelatin.
Gelatin, of course.
Is pig trotters or some shit. I've pretty much made it myself the whole time, and like, you know, you slow cook something and it's all that shit around the outside. If you pour sugar in that, that's a fucking Haribo. That's good to go. Let's pull the strands of fucking meat out of it and it's good to go. It's definitely, I would love, if I could do a night class in how to be a butcher, I would definitely do it.
Do you know,
I enjoy meat.
Yeah.
I enjoy all aspects of meat.
I've heard that about you, actually, that you've been fond of meat in the past.
That's why you're not allowed on Lavery's unless you're plus 13 stone. Yeah. So we're doing a gig in Rathlin tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rathlin
yeah.
Island, and there's a little ferry, and the lads that are going up, they honestly might have to do two or three trips, depending on the weight on the boat.
Are you serious?
Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. He's the skinniest one, you know?
Fucking hell.
As he eats fucking lattice fries.
Lattice fries. You fancy bastards. Jesus.
Fancy? Yeah, no, he called it lattice fries earlier.
Oh!
Lattice. Oh! Do you want a 13-pound fucking me. Italian rabbit with that?
Just put a fucking scarf on him altogether. But, yeah, no, the old man's a butcher. That's where... And he runs a... He runs a beef side of a fucking... company that basically exports beef out of Ireland and stuff, but he does a lot of the boning out of fucking beef. And you're just looking at it going, like, my earliest memory of visiting him at work was him standing with a bullock's head going, so you can carry that fucker, you know what I mean? So you kind of get
crying.
there's no time to be a child around those situations. You man up pretty quick. Like, and within a day or two, you're just running around with a bullock's head, you know.
I remember my girlfriend's little sister was on work placement in school, and they sent her to like a meat processing place. It was in the office bit, she was doing work experience, but you obviously get to walk around the kiln floor a bit and all like that, and they're like, was it not really weird? And she said, no, it actually would make you appreciate the meat better.
Good, smart woman. That sounds like a smart woman.
Because it does take a lot of work, and they're obviously well trained to get all the meat off. Like, do you ever see that happen, and then you like cook a steak at home and you're like, I'm going to do what they do in restaurants and cut this into little slices, and you just roll it up and fucking sever it to death?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck knife are they using?
So you want to see like the old man, you want to see the guys working, the speed that they work. They look like those old Charlie Chaplin movies. Their hands are moving, that just because they're getting paid by the amount of this shit they're going through. Like the knives, they're all made by the same company who make Swiss Army. Victorinox,
yeah.
Yeah, the best of them, lad.
Yeah. I've had experience with that when I worked in Belfast Zoo, of all places.
What?
In the kitchen area of the camp. I was not allowed to have animals. Although there was two or three occasions where they were like,
no, Cheetah gets a bit old, just fucking... Yeah. Cheetah too.
See if you were them one day, and they're like, Tina from the office said there's a chimp loose. And the fucking place shut down, and you were just like, great, we'll just chill out today, because people think they're getting their fucking dicks ripped off. But, yeah, they had those Victorinox knives, and I was just...
What, security had them?
No, in the kitchen.
Okay, right.
But I remember, like, I had a lettuce, and it was covered in fucking plastic. There was a bit of cell tape, and I was like, I'm just going to, you know, bop that with the knife and just split it open. And I just went, boom, and it just hit my hand, and there wasn't even a scar. It was such a surgical boop, and it just...
For a split second, did you not even know you got cut? You were like... Because it's such a clean
just, it
clean
looked like
cut.
It just bounced and didn't bleed for like 6 seconds or so, and then it just burst everywhere. It was brutal as fuck. But how much fun were... I remember as a kid getting those little Victorinox knives, the little pocket one.
Yeah.
Ooh. Pretty sure my...
So many fucking things on it. You're like, when am I ever going to need the thing for horseshoes? Yeah. You know, there was a lot of shit on it that was absolutely...
And you're not going to approach a horse with that.
No.
You know.
No. I don't think there's a farrier in the country that has ever... Well, it's him and his fucking Lattice fries over there. It's just got me. It's got my brain thinking. Jesus Christ! I'm sorry, I didn't wear tweed up here this evening. Like, is it Cheltenham has him off the fucking?
You see, even tweed is fairly sort of a culty thing, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah, yeah.
You can spend whatever you like on a tweed jacket.
My missus, she had a shop for a while selling that kind of stuff, and it was there were jackets up to £1,200, not euros, pounds. Fucking tweed.
And they all look the same, more or less.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool if you were going standing looking at a horse race, like, but I mean, you're not going wearing this shit to the pub, not when it's 1200 fucking quid for sure. Anyway, you know, my car isn't worth 1200 quid.
Nobody touch me.
Stand back, just Scotch guard your entire body.
Nobody touch me. I don't even know if I could deal with it. I bought a tweed-esque jacket from like Debenhams.
Yeah.
And it's too much of it, like, it's warm and sweaty, and so if it was real tweed, I'm not even sure if I could deal with it. But if the time I went hunting, a couple of those, the one time that I won't shut up about the whole time, they were all wearing, like, some very expensive tweed. And I got the impression very quickly, it was more about dressing up and drinking gin than it was about shooting anything.
Yeah. No, like, there's nothing classy about the hunting.
Black balaclava.
And that would be more us. Like, there's nothing classy about what we do. We go out in four-wheelers.
Yeah.
And just basically fucking... We know where they are, and you're just covered up, like, to the point of you're not going to freeze your fucking nuts off because you're doing it in winter.
Mm-hmm.
But there's absolutely no classiness at all. It's just redneck shoot dinner. Yeah. That's what it is.
Just and not even cook it. Just eat it raw. No, you've got people streaming in for the comedy.
It's understandable.
It's understandable being a comedy. A good sign that they're in early, though.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
your. We've about 5 minutes left here. How many times have you been up now? Three, maybe?
Oh, no, okay. I've been up a fucking load. Yeah, easily four. I'm probably the most frequent. Myself and Chris Kent are probably the most frequent, I would say.
I would say so. And I would say that's a lot to do with just being signed.
Yeah. don't be a cunt.
I swear to God, how far does dead on get you compared to just being really, really funny? Not that you're not really, really funny, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know,
how many,
I get you.
How many funny
yeah.
dickheads do you know that you're like, why have I to work with this person?
Yeah, yeah, that is, and there's a lot of them, oddly enough.
There's nothing worse than meeting someone and you're like, you know, what were they like? And you're like...
Or, you know what's more disappointing is somebody who's gotten a hint, like a blip on the radar of their career has happened in the way of something, a successful thing has happened, and the next time you meet them, they're like, oh, hey. And just start reading their notes.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, no.
I was planning on picking up on that conversation we had the last time we met.
I know,
the
fucking
and now I'm not cool enough.
Little do they know, most of those advancements in your career really mean fuck all.
They absolutely fucking... You're making some motherfucker money. That's probably what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. There's a producer somewhere eating Italian rabbit going, fuck you, piece of shit.
With his dicky bow on. Absolutely.
And you give it 2 weeks, you're too old and too fat. Fuck you. And then you're out of here. I would say we'll cut that off now.
Yeah.
Just so we don't
run
over and we'll stick it up. Give them your Twitter and your fucking... Yeah, give them your deets. Where can they find you?
My deets. it's Tom_O'Mahony. O-M-A-H-O-N-Y. And that's it. Just follow me, or even just find me on Facebook, or just actually, don't bother. It's okay. I won't hold it against you either way.
Tall man, everyone. See you later.
Look,
and that's it.